Okay. All right.
Thank you.
A big project and it getting toward the finish line. Okay. Item 10 was deferred. So now, drum roll, please, we're moving to our minor cases. And first up is item 11, PR 2020-3442, final plat SD 2021-237 for Corazon del Mesa 4 at University Boulevard between Stryker and Stiglitz. Okay. And this now is Agent Kelly Klein with Bohan in Houston. Is that correct?
Good morning. This is Kelly Klein with Bohan in Houston.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Yeah. Give us your address and I'll swear you in.
Sure. The address is 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an overview of this plat.
So we're submitting for final plat on Unit 4A for the Montage Mesa del Sol subdivision. It's about 130 lots. And I think our owner, owner and agent Manny Barrera is also on the phone to help answer any questions that we have for our final plat approval.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Barrera, did you want to speak now?
Yes, Madam Chair. Thank you, members of the board.
Could I just get your firm and address?
Okay. My name is Manny Barrera. I'm with Ravenswing Consulting. The address is 300 Manal Boulevard, Northwest, Suite A402, 87107.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Well, thanks for hearing this. As Kelly summarized, this is a subdivision in the Mesa del Sol area. We did get the preliminary plat approval, I think earlier this year, late last year, and we started construction in June. And right now we're wrapping up construction for 4A. And our objective today, I know we've got to get the IIA submitted, and there's some other items that we would like to have delegated because our objective is to have this filed mid-December to support some lot closings and building permits that we would like to get keep in the process. We've got a Water Authority final walkout scheduled Monday to accept the utilities, and we'd like to keep moving with this. And I'd like to thank the board in advance for the consideration and assistance in getting us to that point.
Okay, thank you. Nice to see you again. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 11 on University Boulevard between Stryker and Stiglitz? Something like that. Okay, you can raise your hand or press star 9. I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objections at this time. There's a prior availability statement 20-0309 that provided the conditions for service. The infrastructure is nearing completion. So prior to signature, we'll either look for that to be completed or the recording of the IIA. No objections. Thanks.
Thank you. Code enforcement.
Robert Webb, code enforcement. I have no objections at this time. So the standard comments for development notes that it must meet all applicable standards and provisions of the Mesa del Sol Master Development Plan, the IDO, DPM, and other adopted city regulations, and reference IDO sections 5.3 access connectivity and 5.4 subdivision of land.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. Sorry, the comments are brief on this, but it's basically, you know, in the past we've had discussions regarding the parks requirement and the parks agreement. And it was noted that it would be difficult to meet the parks agreement with the Central Park because it's not accessible, but then that we're kind of on a threshold of development to be providing a park requirement. And so we're kind of still waiting for feedback from the Mesa del Sol Corporation on how that will be met. And one suggestion from the director was to relocate the dog park or some other suggestions. But I think unless we have more feedback about how the park's requirement is going to go forward, we would have, we have an issue with the further addition of residential units.
Member Summerfield, may I speak on that note a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Thank Good. You for... Just remember to identify yourself before you start speaking okay. for our recording. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Manny Barrera with Ravenswing Consulting. The parks discussion and the parks agreement has been an ongoing item. And I think this is a unique situation where we've got kind of the junior developer who is Corazon del Mesa, represented by Mike Feetz, who is on the call. Purchased this from the master developer who is with the Mesa del Sol Corporation. And I think at the time of the early preliminary plat submittals, there were no other actions in front of the DRB that could help provide some clarity to that master parks agreement from the master developer. However, I do think that there are a couple items. I'm not involved with them, but I do know that Scott Eddings is on the call here today, and I would invite any input from him on any updates that has been ongoing or transpired with the Mesa del Sol Corporation, which is a completely different entity than Corazon del Mesa. So if there's any consideration for that scenario, because we've Corazon del Mesa 4, as well as Mike Feetz, has no leverage or no ability to commit to any other park outside of this area. And I think the park's master plan agreement that is in place shows that 2-acre park situated in one of those additional developments. And that's also what's been represented to the residents.
Yeah.
Let's take one pause. Could I have someone on the DRB staff look up the notice of decision and the Parks and Rec comments for the preliminary plat on this case? That would be illustrative. And then Mr. Eddings, did you want to weigh in on this? Let's get your name, firm, and address.
Yes, good morning. Scott Eddings, U.S. Dollars 333 Rio Rancho Boulevard.
You swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Great, okay, go ahead, Mr. Eddings.
So there are currently three pending applications that will be moving through DRB in the coming weeks, months, not associated with this one. And those are a bulk land plat submittal for roughly 1,500 acres that includes the park that would be in and around or fronting Bobby Foster. Montage Unit 6, which is a similar subdivision in scale, maybe half of this one. And then Montage Unit 5, which is located immediately to the west of Montage Unit 4. And Montage 5 does have a 2-acre park in it, and it's located very, very near over on the eastern side of Unit 5. So it would be situated very close to this development. So I would think that the discussions of parks, since it really could be applied to those other applications and allow this one to move forward, would be my opinion.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I think we would, I'm not sure how we would document that, and you know, as part of this case, and I'm, I guess, open to suggestions. Maybe it could be part of the notice of decision, or if you could provide a diagram about how that would work with the proposed park and the dates.
Okay. I think I understand that. This is Scott Eddings with U.S. Dollars. Yeah, I think I understand that. And we could definitely provide an exhibit that would show geographically how all of this fits in. I also would like to note that, to the north of Montage Unit 4 is another one of the linear park systems that will be undergoing landscape and amenities similar to the one that's in construction immediately to the east of this.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Sorry to jump in. I have the park and recreation comments for the preliminary plat. Do we want to do what you want me to share the screen with that?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and share the screen to refresh our memory about.
It's right here, from here down.
Okay.
I believe these are the comments.
I'm just going to let Ms. Sommerfeld comment.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. And that was our, you know, our consultation with the legal department regarding this case. And I think it does keep kind of in a feedback loop about when we're going to get parks that are meeting the requirements that were originally laid out in the agreement. So if there's a way we can add this to the case record, or not sure exactly how to proceed as of this time, maybe I can
and
take some time outside of this meeting.
Okay, and Mr. Rodenbeck, did you locate the NOD, the notice of decision? It probably isn't as detailed as this, but.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. This is the notice of decision for the preliminary plat.
Okay. Prior to final plat approval, the applicant shall work with the city to prepare and execute an amendment to the Mesa Del Sol Parks Agreement and update Exhibit C2. Which together will commit the developer to a 2-acre park to be located in the next phase of development. So next phase, I'm kind of remembering this case. So Mr. Eddings, can you come back? So when this is talking about that prior to final plat approval, which is where we're at right now today, the applicant shall work with the city to prepare and execute an amendment to Mesa Del Sol Parks Agreement and update Exhibit C2, which together will commit the developer to a 2-acre park to be located in the next phase of development. How does that relate to what you just described earlier about the park on Bobby Foster and the park in Montage 5, I believe?
Yes, this is Scott Eddings, U.S. Dollars. As I read this, I really can't comment on the status of the parks agreement and where the two sides are relative to executing an update to that. If it's nothing more than providing an update Exhibit C2, and doesn't require anything else, I think that's very quickly something that would be easy to pull together, and then the developer, and within that preliminary plat that is pending a DRB for Unit 5, they've already, you know, have demonstrated their commitment to providing the 2-acre park that's identified at the end of the sentence.
Okay, and so in, remind me, there's been so many of these, remind me again where the unit 5 is in the review process? Does it have a preliminary plat?
We have, Scott Eddings, US Dollars. We've made the submittal, and I think there are some additional items that planning needs to in order to complete the application, but it's okay. It's been turned in.
Okay.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. So when you say that the commitment has been demonstrated, I'm wondering, is that because I'm thinking if we could get something in writing that would be, you know, the commitment is, you know, demonstrated or signed off on, then we would be able to add that to the record for future reference.
And Scott Eddings, US Dollars, in that in writing, that could be just a letter on their letterhead signed by the appropriate member over to your department with an exhibit that would go along with it. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
That's what I'm thinking. I'll have to run that by legal, but I think that to me is something that would be the demonstrated commitment in writing, I think, you know, would then let us be able to reference that.
Okay.
Scott Eddings, US Dollars. I think that's something that we could get done this week.
Okay. And Ms. Sommerfeld, I'm also thinking if they have a plat submitted for the next phase that shows a park in Unit 5, that seems like a pretty clear commitment to me. Mm-hmm.
Maybe all of those could go together. Those documents. This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. Just like an email or a letter with a diagram and then the preliminary plat. Those things together.
Okay. Let's keep moving on to hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan and drainage report with engineer stamp date of August 10th, 2020. We have no objection.
Transportation.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the action.
Okay, thank you. Planning.
So this is Maggie Gould. And we just needed all of the required signatures, the utility signatures prior to distribution to DRB, and we need project and application numbers as well.
And then Ms. Gould, can you help me on this? It sounds like the IIA has already been in the process of being executed. Is that correct? Or what do we need with regard to an IAA on this, if anything?
I believe that we are, let me go back to there. I believe that they have an IIA in process.
Oh, it's in process, okay. So we need the recorded IIA with the final plat?
So we'll need the recorded IIA prior to final sign-off.
Madam Chair, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll just note too, and I don't believe we have a DXF file approval email from Aegis.
Okay. Let me go back to Ms. Sommerfeld. Just in order to kind of keep cases moving through the DRB, Ms. Sommerfeld, I'm wondering if you would be willing to take delegation on the park commitment, and without your final signature and my final signature, which I'll withhold until I see your signature, they won't be able to move forward, but this will at least let them move through today. And it looks like the 2-acre park commitment is, seems to line up with what was in that notice of decision that in a future phase, which is the Unit 5 project. Sure, but they still have to satisfy your needs in order to get your signature.
Delegation is fine.
Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a final plat. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. I approve.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement. I approve.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Rec Department. We approve with delegation for documents that would confirm the park commitment.
I just want to make sure we get this, the 2-acre park commitment. Okay.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement, all utilities, signatures, project and application numbers to be added to the plat and the AGIS DXF file. And that will be for 8 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item 11 and project PR 2020-3442, application SD 2021-237 for final plat. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to Parks and Planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated.